Robert Gagnon at The Federalist posted this last night. I'm reading this going like, man, I'm a slacker. I didn't know any of this stuff. I knew, generally speaking, that they were not in it to win it. But I never thought it was this bad. You people have been hosed. If you were going buying moderately tasty chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A and Caesar wraps and what have you, out of loyalty for this company that was stalwartly defending all that's good and true and beautiful and standing up to LGBT, Zeitgeist and what have you here, boy, did you get hosed. You got hosed. So Gagnon begins with the story about how Dan Cathy was shouted out by Franklin Graham, who commanded him to come back to the path of righteousness. And, of course, Cathy went, our board's decided not. It looks like Cathy and his president and chief operating officer, Tim Tassopoulos, are going to have to get their story straight. Now, Cathy said, we didn't give in to any LGBT pressure. Oh, yes, you did, years ago. Tassopoulos communicated quite a different message in his deliberate announcement in BizNow to the LGBT bullies. Future partners could include faith-based and non-faith-based charities, but the company said none of the organizations have anti-LGBT positions. After years of taking it on the chin, as Chick-fil-A executive told BizNow, the latest round of headlines was impossible to ignore. This time it was impeding the company's growth. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council was quite right in his comment. Chick betrayal, they didn't just switch their giving practices, they broadcasted it. I just want to get into the nitty-gritty details. So, who has Chick betrayal in the last 5 years been funneling dough to? Covenant House. Chick betrayal calculated that by making this announcement, the LGBT bullies would ease up, and you know that they're not. Big miscalculation. Nor does it cohere with making the zealous LGBT organization Covenant House one of three main recipients of a $9 million Chick Betrayal A donation, replacing, among others, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Salvation Army, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home, all organizations LGBT bullies have targeted for expressions of Christianity. Covenant House boasted about its participation in New Teaneck Tinton's Gay Pride Parade in March of 2019, saying, "Celebrate Pride. This past Sunday, our youth, staff, and volunteers enjoyed the large crowds, rainbow colors, and festive music at New York City's New Teaneck Tinton City's Pride Parade. Pride is all about love, acceptance, celebration. We encourage kids to be exactly who they are, and we celebrate their uniqueness and individuality. Even if that makes them sodomitical, mortal sinners damned to go to hell, we celebrate who you are, or not who we want you to be. What about who God created them to be? What about that?" Every one of its 16 U.S. and Canadian Covenant House programs has undergone the assessment of Cindy Lauper's LGBT fascist True Colors outfit to ensure they are fully on board with the entire homosexual and transgender agenda. To work there, one must affirm transgenderism and homosexual practice as part of a young person's authentic self. So I was revealing to you last segment that Chick Betrayal A has been supporting Covenant House the last 5 years. And I was then explaining to you what Covenant House is. Now, if you go to the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, you saw the picture, because people like them pictures, of what the Covenant House Homo Pride Parade in New Teaneck Tinton City looked like last year. And this is an entity that is in full compliance with Cindy Lauper's, you know, girls just want to have fun. That chick is an absolute nutcase. No, she is a nutcase. Why in the world did this pharmaceutical company hire her? To me, this would prevent me from taking this drug, from this Cosentyx crap that you can take to, you see me, Nick, I'm a real person now. I don't have to rioters on my arms. Oh, that's great, Gare. Did you help anyone get to heaven today, Gare? Or did you just take this biological DNA-altering drug? I told you guys the story that my skin doctor, when I asked him about the hundreds upon thousands of these ads with Cyndi Lauper and these, see me, these you see me clear, I got clear skin vanity people. Now, some psoriasis treatments, like the treatment I take, you take it because there is itching, discomfort. Sometimes, you know, it gets so swollen that it looks like or it feels like that with the affected area is going to expose. There's legitimate treatments here. These vanity treatments, though, with these new fangled drugs that you see advertised all over the place, my doctor, who's an old school, he graduated medical school in the 70s, told me that he does not prescribe that. I'm trying to remember the adjective he used to anyone, because they are biologically engineered. In other words, you put that stuff in your body, it's doing things to your body that your body is supposed to be doing naturally, and it's altering what it does. Under the guise of, you see me, you give me clean man. And Cyndi Lauper is one of the people that's on the See Me Clear Skin commercials. So when I see that, I just go like, okay, well, if that lunatic is taking it, maybe it's had an effect on her. It's what's causing her to continue acting in a manner that is just so, so displeasing to Almighty God. So Cyndi Lauper gives Covenant House a 100% seal of approval. To work there, one must affirm transgenderism and homosexual practice as part of a young person's authentic self. Even though we are educating staff and think they are on the same page, they may not be, said Renee Trinchinello, Associate Executive Director at Covenant House, Florida. What do we know of Covenant House's partner, True Colors? True Colors creates a welcoming environment for LGBTQ youths. Now, again, I want you to imagine, you probably have gotten used to this by now, but I don't know of any other way, and I don't know of anyone else that is explaining these things to you in a manner that is so crystal clear and practical. I want you to imagine your daughter being discovered by you to be the football team's go-to girl, the known high school slut. I want you to imagine that you have discovered your daughter is a slut. Do you go on Pride Book and have a coming out slut party for her? Do you buy her all manner of clothes to show off her cleavage? To give boys a free peek of what may be behind the 2-inch short line under her butt cheeks? Do you bear her midriff? Do you encourage her to go to Brazilian waxing places? Do you boast and brag about what a tramp she is on Pride Book? Mr. Church, please! You're scaring all the little children! What's your answer, citizen? Now, most of you are going, come on, Mike. You know the answer to that question. Okay, well, why then are other adults and parents of millions of children altering their clothing, altering their dress, and happily and cheerfully admitting that their children are having slutbag lesbian sex with other girls? What's the difference? What is, 'cause there's a boy, because a boy's not there? All of a sudden, it's okay, so that's okay? I mean, it's even worse for a boy. Imagining what sodomy might entail. And who wants to imagine that? So you answer no to the slut question or to the horn dog question, don't you? Well, why in the hell is the entire corporate world embracing the lesbian slut? Men are charged, please. They don't act on it. Well, then they're not lesbians. Well, they identify. No. There's no identity. And the adults are telling them, act upon it. The adults are telling them it's perfectly natural and hygienic and clean and wonderful. You see the, and I bet some of you have friends, Pride Book friends that have children that are homosexuals or lesbians. And you're like, well, my LGBT daughter, no one would say, my oral sex preferring slut daughter, would you? I mean, Minute Church, you're being very crass and vulgar. No, I'm not. I'm being practical and real. Because that's what they're doing. You see, they can't describe the sex act. They always want to separate the sex from the advocacy. They want to pretend as though there's a sex going on here. But by definition, we know that there is.